I still believe that because maybe 30 years ago, 100 years ago, where we are going from here forward. Is Ed with us yet? Okay. All right, Ed. How are you doing, my friend? Good. So what do you think about the state of freedom in America today, Ed? Of course. Yes. Well, one of the most interesting things that I found back in the early 1990s and late 80s when I got involved in the freedom movement is that back then, you know, you had to go to a live meeting and seminars to meet other patriots and patriot leaders to give classes or educate you about what's going on out there. And now it's moved online to the internet. Social media platforms and video platforms are the venue where people are reaching each other. But to me, Ed, the bottom line is, you know, freedom lies in people's hearts. If it's there, if we have a desire to be free and independent and just let everybody live their life the way they want to, because everybody has that God-given right we are born with, then we'll fight for it. But if people in their heart have this mindset that, well, I just got to go and do whatever the authorities tell me because mommy, daddy government knows best, then no matter how much you want to wake them up, they just want to go with whatever mommy, daddy, government tells them. I think that's the issue that we're fighting. And so, although I do teach, for example, Ed, about the law, teach them about the Constitution, how the foundations of America are based upon freedom and our system of laws, but if people don't have freedom in their heart, it doesn't matter. So that's why we try to let people know, folks, you can be the master of your destiny. But at the end, it does not matter what I want, what Ed Zoll wants. At the end, you have the choice and you have the power to make the decision to be free or slave.
So you have to
Well, I think that's a fair point, because my generation felt better about the previous generation, that had they fought for liberty more, you know, maybe we would not be in this current situation. We were back 30, 40 years ago, I remember. And of course, I understand that your generation has similar sentiments about my generation not doing more. But, you know, one thing I want to remind everybody is that freedom is an attitude. It's in your mind and in your heart. And every generation of humanity, we start all again from zero as babies and toddlers and children. And so it's basically that generation has a choice to make about the future. To give you an example, you know, Soviet Union became the largest empire that ever existed on Earth from 1922 forward. Joseph Stalin, for over 30 years, was a brutal dictator of this empire, who murdered well over 10 million people of his own people in various ways. And with iron fist, he just controlled everybody, and the opposition was clearly, easily just destroyed. And he was such a scary monster that I remember in 1960s and 70s, we thought, wow, that's a horrible place to be, horrible governments. You have no freedom, and you can't even in any way criticize the governments. So I've heard rumors in late 70s and early 80s that ever since the 1960s, Soviet Union was weakening from the inside. But I didn't see any evidence of that for myself. And what happened in late 80s, in 89, the Soviet Union started falling apart of its own weight, imploding. By 1991, there was no more Soviet Union. Within less than 7 years, this empire of power, corruption, and communism imploded of its own incompetence, waste, and corruption. So I see many similarities in today's America, Ed, because, you know, people like me, my generation of patriots, we knew back in 1980s and 90s, FBI, CIA, Department of Injustice, they're all a bunch of crooks and criminals, okay? They did what they do to Donald Trump, to a lot of patriots back then, but, you know, nobody saw it because the major media did not report it, and they never went after somebody as big and famous as Donald Trump, okay? And now, well, in open, hey, folks, you are slaves. We cheated you out of the 2020 election. The Trump was your candidate, but your vote doesn't matter. We rigged it. You come and complain about it on January 6th. Guess what? We'll set you up. We'll set Ray Epps and a bunch of government agent provocateurs on purpose, dressed like Trump MAGA supporters, attack the Capitol, break windows, you know, incite things. You just go follow them, walk in the U.S. Capitol, and now we're going to put you in prison for months or years without a trial. Rig the trial with the crooked judges in Washington, D.C., like Iran, and give you 10, 20-year prison sentences. And guess what? We are so powerful and corrupt, even your president, your candidate Trump, we even go after him, raid his house, and charge him not just in one location, but in four different trials. So we got so much power in Georgia, in New York, and D.C., we can go even after him. So if we can get Donald Trump, what chance do you think you have in any way to resist our tyranny? Well, I got news for these crooks headed by the Department of Injustice lawyers, supported by the FBI crooks and CIA spooks, NSA, you know, FDA, CDC, the whole alphabet soup agencies, and even the double crooked judges who are supposed to be independent third branch of government, but intentionally and voluntarily commit open treason on the American people. The news is, your days are ending, crooks. The American people are waking up. They have woken up, and more of us are realizing what really has been going on, and we were simply asleep. Kind of like, what's that, the giant, Gulliver, that went to sleep. We're waking up, the Gulliver from sleep, and we're going to pick up all these little puny little government bureaucrats, corrupt politicians and judges, okay, removed from office. We're going to do it first by no longer giving you our financial support. Folks, let me tell you the great news. Not only NOLA requires people of the 50 states to pay any federal income taxes, you don't have to pay any payroll taxes either. That's right. Those phony Social Security taxes, they take out your paycheck FICA. That only applies to some activities in four island U.S. territories of Puerto Rico, Guam, Virgin Islands, and American Samoa. Not you in the 50 states. The corporate income tax, that also applies only to Washington, D.C. corporations. Not your business. Even estate tax, wagering gambling tax, and gun manufacturing taxes, by law, here in the Internal Revenue Code, the same definition of the United States that says the United States mean the District of Columbia applies to those laws as well. So wholesale, we can easily cut the money flowing to the federal government for over 90%. So the federal government is going to be shrunk, and we, with our money that we're taking back, our power will grow. And that's how we have the ability to change the entire system back to the one that the founding fathers gave us. For the federal government lives by, adheres by, the Declaration of Independence, the U.S. Constitution, and the Bill of Rights to protect you, the American people's rights and liberties. Ed, you're not there? Okay. We got some questions? Okay. Right, here we go, Ed. So what's your take on all that?
Mm-hmm.
Yes, yes, it is. No problem. We're going to take some callers. In fact, we have one right now waiting, Ed. Let's, why don't we take the call from a gentleman from area code 678. Let's take the question, gentlemen. Give me a first name, caller, no last name, to, you know, maintain your privacy. You know, tell me your first name and then how you heard about us, and then ask him what's on your mind.
Hi, this is Jim. I've been with you for a while. I forgot where I've met you, but anyway. My question is, I recently got married, and I haven't filed income taxes since 2009. My wife has not made a decision about that yet. And we're both in the Obamacare deal, and it requires that we both file jointly. So it's like, ooh, and if I don't file, then she's going to lose hers, I think.
Okay.
I don't know how to get around that.
Okay. Well, you're going to find my answer unconventional, Jim. But let me ask you a question first. Did you get the corona jab?
No.
No, why not?
Because it doesn't help. And it actually hurts my body.
Okay. I agree with you. Let me ask you another question. So you're telling me that you knew more than these doctors and hospitals who have, you know, all of them have over 12 years of post-high school formal education and health. These people tell you that it's smart, safe, scientific for you to get the jab and the boosters. And you, who don't have any of the medical training of these doctors, say you know more than them. Is that what you're saying?
Yes.
Yes. Well, and I agree with you again. So
right.
Let me ask you, this medical system that's lied to you, that wholesale, there's some exceptions, of course, good doctors out there, the few, but wholesale
right.
has been deceived and corrupted to get you to take a bioweapon in your body, the corona jab, that might kill or debilitate your injury seriously, right? Why
right.
would you want to trust that system? Except in rare emergencies, like you have a terrible accident, your bones are broken, and you got to put it back together. Why would you trust them with your health, with such a corrupt institution that instead of saving lives, now it's killing people?
Exactly.
Why
no,
would
I totally
you want guaranteed
right.
sign up for a program that whenever something comes up, you put yourself and your family in their hands and say, hey, Mr. Corona Jab Pusher, why don't you see if you can fix me and my family? Why would you do that?
Well, now, last year, I did have a heart attack.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, they did. They put stents in me and all that stuff. And that was a lot of money. Now, I was in their system at that point, so that covered that. But other than that, no, I do not trust them in anything else.
How old are you, Joe?
So I'm 63.
Okay. All right. I'm 61. Okay.
Okay.
So I got news for you, my friend. Okay. There was a dentist in the early 1900s called Weston A. Price, who went to Africa, Polynesia, Florida Indians, Eskimos, all around the world, 14 different places, to see why he heard all the native people had straight teeth, where in America, crooked teeth was common as it is today. And by accident, he discovered these natives who ate the way of the ancestors. They had no sickness, no cancer, heart attack, diabetes, gout, any of the modern man diseases, no mental illness, no depression. Everybody's universally happy. They even had almost no or no dental cavities at all. He found in Peru 1,000 skulls. People died. Not one of them had one cavity. Do you know any American who is 80 years old, 70 years old, and doesn't have even one cavity?
No.
Well, these people
no.
didn't have it.
That's crazy.
So guess what? He found
wow.
the answer at the time in 1940s. He wrote a book about it called Nutrition and Physical Degeneration. And he talked about it and presented it to the scientific community. But guess what? Even back then, the medical system was owned and controlled by the pharmaceutical drug companies who funded the big universities. Okay,
mm-hmm.
who to teach that patented poisons, drugs, and surgeries and other artificial stuff is a way to health.
Mm-hmm.
And suppress Dr. Price's findings. You never heard about it until I told you about it tonight. So the way to your health is to go to traditional diets, what they have in common, which was nutrient-dense food, animal foods,
right.
And lots of saturated fat, the opposite of what they told you, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And fermented foods. By the way, sea salt is very good for you. Have sea salt as liberally as you want because you need that to absorb nutrition. Is salt. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Do those things. Get rest, some exercise, mobility. Think and feel love and happiness out of your heart. Be happy, and you'll be healthy. You will not have all these problems, and you won't need them to put you under and do all this cut up your body, put stuff in your body. And you
right.
Because next time they might just kill you. So you don't need any of that nonsense. I've had children. I never got myself or my family as a family ever this so-called health insurance because it is not health insurance. Obamacare, okay?
Right.
It's not about health.
Mm-hmm.
It's about guaranteed
right.
profits for the pharmaceutical drug pushers, for the hospitals, which are profit-making scams nowadays, sadly. Yes, they're money-making people. That's why the bonds are corona nonsense. And, the rich doctors that own them, they all make money. The money-making scam.
Right.
So if it was you, the solution is don't depend on them. Go to westonaprice.org. It's a website built upon the findings of Dr. Price, who died in 1948. Weston, WESTONAPrice.org. Okay, read about it, understand it, and start practicing. So I'll give you some tips. Cut down sugars, cut down grains, or eliminate if you can, which is wheat, bread, spaghetti, corn, soy, crackers, pretzels, Cheetos, donuts, cookies, candies, cheap packaged commercial foods. You see that in the junk food aisle? Stay away from that.
Yep.
And folks, the nutrient-dense food, wild seafood, grass-fed beef, organic grass-fed chicken and eggs, pasture raw, full-fat milk. Okay,
that's what
so
we have.
Things like that, or butter and eggs, those are good. And you're gonna find that you don't need any of this stuff, and your health will improve on its own. You have more energy, and you don't have to worry about, I need to be a slave in order to be healthy, have Obamacare. I got to fill out the 10-point slavery form. What do I do? No, you don't need that. Just educate your wife, also my friend, and your stent surgery will be the last surgery you'll ever have for the rest of your life.
Right, and I'm doing. We just started raw milk, and we do grass-fed beef. We do, and I don't do any wheat and all that stuff. I do gluten-free. So, I mean, it lasted like 24 hours, and I had the stent, and I was gone. But because normally I'm very healthy and active, so it was kind of a surprise. Now the question would be, if I don't file, it will affect her, you know. And I just need a little time to educate her about the whole tax code and stuff. So she's not against it, but she's got a business. And she runs her LLC through her 1040 for the last 8 years. So that's her baby. So, and we've been married only a year and a half. So, but anyway, so that's why it's like, wow, I'm not going to be filing. And if I don't, and I'm domiciled in Florida, Live Oak, Florida. And I have a house here, but she's got a house in South Carolina. So I don't know if that makes any difference, but so
no it doesn't.
So I don't, you know, so if I don't file jointly with her, then you're talking about this tax credit premium that they're going to charge her.
If she wants to file as a single person, she has that option, you know, versus being married with you and being involved in that slavery system. See, what they're doing is this, folks, okay? Back in 1913, they started the system of governments where you declare yourself unwittingly to be citizen of Washington, D.C., where the federal government was given complete power to do whatever they want to do, and the Constitution does not apply. The Constitution was meant to protect the 50 states people, not the D.C. swamp land it was, which was meant to be a space for independence of the federal government from the state's powers. States back then were much more powerful than the new federal governments. So now they have this everything built around that. You know, that you declare yourself to be a U.S. citizen, get Social Security, get Obamacare, get Medicare, and more and more get Section 8 housing, all that stuff. And on the other hand, they give money to states if you do what we tell you. They rob the people of the states, take you to D.C., and then go back to states and say, hey, you want someone's money back? Do as mommy, daddy, federal government says. So what we got to do is just be independent. And as you said, educating your newly acquired wife is the way to go. Educate her about real health at westonaprice.org. And she's going to say, thank you. I didn't know.
Mm-hmm.
Look, somebody turned me on to Weston A. Price material about 28 years ago. I said, and eating raw meat and bone marrow, things like that. I said, oh, interesting. Let me check it out.
Uh-huh.
And I read about it. And I said, oh, wow. Whoa. Wow. Oh, good. I'm glad I'm learning all this stuff. Because I used to be, when I was 13 years old in Iran, for about 1 year with my parents, a complete raw vegetarian. Only ate plants, no animal products, not even dairy or eggs, and all had to be raw. No cooked vegetables either. And guess what?
Wow, that's great.
I was wrong. I thought it was great, but I was wrong. So when I got educated about Weston A. Price, I just put my head in the sand and said, well, I don't care. I'm going to keep doing what I've done all these decades because I'm used to it. You know, you're not going to change my mind.
Right.
Look, that's only stupid to say when I see facts that show the right way that I was wrong, say, I won't change my mind. Well, you just sign up for your own suicide. So I assume that your newly acquired wife has some love and intelligence like you, open mind. Give her a chance.
Oh, yeah.
Let her see the material, okay?
And
then she say, okay, you know, we didn't know back then. You know, look, I get as a kid, my parents gave me, I think, one or two vaccines when I was 6 years old or five. That's it. Okay. I didn't know better. Back in the 80s, I filed two tax fraud with my ex-wife for her to get more money back. On a job. I didn't make that much. Okay, I did that. I didn't know. Doesn't mean we have to keep going. All right, so talk to your wife, educated Jim, and I think you'll be fine. All right, Ed, do you have anything else, any suggestions, any perspective you want to add to our caller Jim here, or should I go to our next caller from area code 562?
All right, man. Thank you so much, man.
You're welcome, my friend. Can I hear you? Okay. All right, then. So can I hear you right now? After call. Okay. No problem. I'll take the next call. Right. Yes, of course. Oh, wow. I agree. That's good advice. That's good advice about how to handle the relationship, emotional side of things, which go hand in hand with intellectual, legal points. You're right about that. Thank you, Ed. Well, we have another caller, I think, from area code 562 in the Long Beach, California area. I used to live out there in Belmont Heights in Long Beach when I went to California State University in Long Beach. So, caller, you're alive, my friend. Give me your first name, how you heard about us, and then your question.
Hi, Payman. It's Michelle. I'm from, Long Beach. Nice to see you. You've been saying here is not to pay federal income tax. You don't work in California, and it applies to California, right?
California follows federal law.
Oh, okay.
But California is the most corrupt and aggressive and lawless communist states of all the communist states in America. They just don't care about the law, as you see, And they Newsom, the governor of California, says ridiculous things like, you have a right to a, he wants to take away your right to guns, and he claims you have a right, constitutional right to a safety. Like, what? What do you mean you have a constitutional right to safety? Who's going to guarantee every moment of your life you walk around, you won't get hurt? That's such a ridiculous statement, such a lie. And but he wants to take your right away to have guns to be able, not be able to protect yourself. So that's what makes a difference in California. But what's your question specifically about California, Michelle?
I've just noticed at the beginning when you do that, I guess that one every year, you were talking about federal. Do not pay, 98% of the people do not pay federal. And I didn't see anything there about state. But now I know California follows federal law. And by the way, Newsom has, armed security with him at all times.
Yeah.
Yeah. So
he has a gun by his minions. Exactly.
Right.
Yeah. We can't have it as slaves. But just like a Soviet dictator, Joseph Stalin, these guys had armed security around them at all times, but the people had no guns.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, we're fighting, so thank you. Okay.
Very good, Michelle.
My mom and I, I'll call in and we'll set that up. So thank you.
You're welcome, Michelle. All right. And Ed, do you have anything you want to say about the state of California? Well, we added before we go to our next caller. We have we're coming up from area 409. Well, I'll tell you something about this resource issue. It's not the resources of the nature. It's the human resources that matters. I mean, think about Europe, in the 1300s, 1500s, 1800s. Western Europe became the most powerful part of Earth for well over 500 years. And Europe is cold. Most of Western Europe is the same height from the equator as Canada. It's freezing. They don't have fruits and vegetables, a lot of things that you have in Africa, so readily available. Africa has all the great, natural resources. What really matters is the human resource, our character, our freedom, our hard work. That's what makes it happen. So Calvin has all of this. Without freedom, with tyranny, it's going to go down, down, down. And that's why, I recommend to people like Michelle, to like me, just vote with your foot and walk out of the state of California, New York, Hawaii. They are the three most communist states in America. Hawaii's been destroyed too. And the problem is, as Thomas Jefferson said, folks, urbanism. People on top of each other in the cities. That is not the way humanity was created by God to exist. And the more densely populated a place is, city, the more the people buy into community and society should run things through government, which is called communism and socialism. And the more agrarian you have, more out in the nature you are, the more free and independent-minded you are. If you look at congressional maps out there, consistently the most corrupt communist congressmen are from densely populated cities, areas like Los Angeles, San Francisco, New York, and so on. And the most freedom-minded congressmen out there, like Ron Paul, Congressman Ron Paul was from a rural area of Texas. Right now, Congressman Massey, the number one libertarian-oriented guy in Congress, you know, he's from a rural area of Kentucky. Okay, so the solution is, like Jefferson said, get out of the cities. Thomas Jefferson said that if America stays agrarian, we'll be free. Even way back then, he was afraid of dense cities because he knew the result would be socialism and communism like we have today. And one more thing, Ed, I want to add. You know, I tell everybody openly, I am very much gay. I'm also very liberal. I'm also for life-saving, gender-affirming care in the original sense of the word. What they've done is they corrupted a language and deceive us to use their corrupt language so that enslaves us. I mean, liberal means generous. I'm a generous guy. But these liberals, so-called, are actually communists, tyrants, not generous. Also, I'm a straight guy, married with children happily. I'm not homosexual. I'm very gay and happy. I like colorful ties also. Okay, so, and also I'm for life saving and I'm for affirming gender. I'm a man who's a man and a woman is a woman, but not for his chemical and physical mutilation, castration of men and women and to try to pretend to be something that they were not ever created to be. So with that, let me go to the next caller we got here. And we have from area code 409. You're live, my friend. Give us your first name, how you heard about us, and then your question, please.
Amen. Good evening. This is Hadley from Texas again, and working with your office to become a member. Our payroll department, I don't know what they're doing. They're saying that they're looking into the ability to, not the ability, but they're just looking into because they've never heard in 20 years of someone wanting to not have payroll taxes withdrawn from someone's pay. So with that said, I've been working with your office, and I'm going to ask. I'm waiting on them. I'm not going to push the issue for them to come back and say, they may come back and say that they're going to do it. I mean, didn't say that they were not going to do it, but if they come back and say, no, we have to, I was instructed to say, I need that in writing.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So question is, I'm at a position with my company where I cannot do a 1099. I'm actually part owner of another company, which is a different entity, and they pay me my quarterly dividends because I have a self-directed IRA and they pay it to my corporation. Okay. And I don't have to worry about the tax and entity of that because it's for retirement. But I don't know if they say they won't do it and they gave it to me in writing and I go the rest of the year because I've already gone two paydays so far in the month of January with being exempt from federal taxes being withdrawn but still doing the payroll taxes withdrawn. How does that work? Am I going to be exposed? And then also, what is something that's called there's something called I read about where they tell the payroll department to it's called something in I forgot force in or something
lock in letter the yeah, IRS lock in letter you're referring to
yes. It's called lock in go ahead
right.
Sorry
yeah so don't worry about being exposed. There's no exposure issue at all. I mean, it's just a matter of the payroll department not stealing your money. You know, you give them all the proper paperwork by law that they have to follow, and that you choose not to have any of your money stolen from your paycheck up front, sent to the IRS to now later on be forced to file a 1040 form to get maybe a little bit of that money they stole from you back. So, but I'll tell you the experience I had with one of the rare cases that we had a problem with the payroll department. I've never had a problem that we'd not be able to solve. The payroll department questions, you know, what we lawfully try to help people stop stealing from their paycheck of the people at the job. By the way, folks, that's for free available on our website at freedomlawschool.org. If you want to stop withholding on your paycheck, go to freedomlawschool.org. It's there, the instructions, the paperwork, the explanation, the videos, it's all there. And if you have any trouble finding it, call our office and we'll guide you through it for free. So I had an occasion where the employer, the lawyer, told the employer that, well, you know, we're not going to be doing this. And because he read an article by some lawyer online, and one other thing, I think another article that said, no, you should not stop the withholding, even though he did it, it seems to be correct. So the student gives the letter to us, and I write a letter to a lawyer. And I explain to him clearly, hey, this is the law from U.S. House of Representatives, federal law, and Supreme Court. And look, it's there. The government publishes a law for us to follow, not to ignore it. So either show us that we're wrong, the law is different than what we say here, and stop and don't withhold, you know, and continue withholding, or agree that we're right and stop the withholding from this guy's paycheck. The lawyer wrote back and said, wow, very nice. Like, brief you wrote, basically. gave us accolades, right?
Yeah.
Then he said, but still, despite that, I'm still going to advise my clients steal and withhold from your paycheck. So what I did was this time I wrote to the owner and CC'd the lawyer. And I said, look, Mr. Owner of the company, you paid this guy good money, this lawyer, to do a little research the law so you follow the law correctly. We gave him the law. And he says, you're right on the law. Seems like it's great. You're right. But says, still, I'm going to tell my client to break the law, violate the law, and take the money of our students. And I told the owner of the company, this guy's not working for you. He's just making money for himself. And he's forcing me to potentially have to sue you to stop stealing money out of my paycheck. I don't want to do that. This lawyer needs to protect you and me as your employee, but instead he's pitting us against each other. Okay?
That's right.
Get this guy to give a straight answer, do his job, give you a definite answer. This is right or wrong, what I say about the law. Or get your money back. You paid him because he's not doing his job to research and tell you what the law is and go get a different lawyer. So with that, and I told him, look, we don't want to see you. I love working with you. I don't want to see you. This guy is the problem. The lawyer is a problem. So with that.
Yeah, that's correct. That's correct.
With the company, so conversation with the owner of the company and the guy, I talked to him, and sure enough, he stopped withholding, and the owner said, we're not going to withhold from the guy's paycheck.
Actually, you saved the company from advising wrong advice when the law says that they must stop. I got it. I got it loud and clear. I appreciate you. I'll see you in February.
All right. Yes, folks, be sure to come to Restore Freedom Rally February 2nd through 5th in Orlando, Florida. I promise you, you will be very happy. If you're not happy, folks, when you attend the rally, I will refund your money. This is an event you've been looking for all your years, all your decades. You know, you're going to know the truth and be so empowered with the truth. You're going to say, Paymon, I'm so glad I listened to you and came. Not only Friday night to VIP dinner, Saturday, Sunday, the speakers, you know, but also the Monday Restore Freedom Class, where we teach you how you can participate in America's modern-day restoration of our republic and to be free once again. It's free Monday. And if you cannot come, absolutely, watch it online. It's very inexpensive. And the Monday Restore Freedom Class is free online and in person. And we pay you lunch for the Monday Restore Freedom Class anyways. I mean, you cannot lose. You know, we're going to actually pay you to come attend Restore Freedom Class on Monday, the 5th of February. So be there with your whole family, wife, children, grandkids. We're very, very family-oriented, bring the whole clan with you. So, Ed, do you have anything you want to add, perhaps, about the whole income tax stealing, withholding scam they got going on in America, where the people are forced, you know, to file a 1040 form because of all money stolen from them? Now they have to file this government form under oath, get a little piece of it maybe back to be able to catch up with the bills. Yes. Slave Nation is going to be quite a thing. We did a world premiere, folks, of Slave Nation documentary. And, folks, we having, remember, Ed is part of the team that led the production of Died Suddenly, which had over 20 million views, not on YouTube and Facebook and alternative platforms. So they're doing a first-class job of putting the Slave Nation together for Freedom Law School. You'll see it for the first time at the Restore Freedom Rally. So be sure to be there, folks. I look forward to meeting every one of you. Shake your hand or give you a hug in person. So with that, we're going to go now to our next caller from area code 760. Give me your first name, my friend. How you heard about us? And then your question, please.
Yes. This is Fran from California, and my daughter, Michelle, told me about you.
Very good. And how may I help you?
I'm sorry, I can't hear you.
How may I help you?
My first question is, I was calling in for another question about piece of property because I'm going to be signing up for as soon as I get all my 1099s and everything in from all the different things I've been doing the last, you know, in 23. So I'm getting everything together to join your organization and not pay my taxes. But now that I'm hearing this.
Hey, pause you right there. You never had any my taxes to pay in the first place. I pay all my taxes, and I know you, good person, you pay all your taxes. You mean now you know, you realize that you never owed the income tax to begin with, and you're going to stop voluntarily sending your money to swamp. So just a reminder, it's a mindset change, folks. So go ahead, continue, please, Fran.
Okay. So now that I've listened to your first caller, he was talking about the medical. I've contacted Social Security because I'm older and had them stop all of my withholding taxes on that. How do I stop the amount that they take out for medical insurance?
Well, you somehow you authorized that early on when you signed up for Social Security. They had one of those boxes. If somebody directed you to check the box, so you have protection in case you get sick. Take this money out of your Social Security toward Medicare. So you have to contact Social Security on how to undo that. They got to give the right form to undo that election. That's all.
Oh, okay. Great. Okay. My second question was because I'm not going to be paying my federal tax withholding taxes any longer or, you know, doing a return, how do I protect my property? And I'm in California, so I know they're very aggressive. Can they put a lien or anything on my income property? It's all paid for. I pay my taxes all the time when they're due. But because I don't pay the federal taxes, which means I'm not going to pay the state taxes either, how do I protect that property so it can't be confiscated or a lien can't be put on it?
Okay. First of all, when you join a Restore Freedom Plan, if you choose to do that, we'll protect you 100% from the IRS. And if you elect to, we can protect you potentially from the state of California as well. Looks like you probably, some people we can do that for depending on your situation. But number two, let me ask you a question, Fran. How old are you?
I'm 78.
Oh, my gosh, 78. I had one of my students that from about 20 years ago, he was 61 years old, same age as me, and he passed away last December in his sleep. You should be doing estate planning right now. If you don't do that, you're going to have the Michael Jackson situation. You know, where his parents, brother, sisters, wife, children, they're all fighting over who's going to get his money. Okay? You should be doing
that
at the time
all.
Right now. And
that
so
is
house,
all taken care of.
Well, let me
that
ask
is
you.
Is
so
all
the
taken
house,
care of.
Well, the house. Your house, for example. The way to avoid tax, corporate court to see who owns the house to go to, all that stuff. Is solved if you in advance right now give the house to your children of your choosing and then give yourself by contract what's called a life estate, which means as long as you're alive, Fran, the right to live in that house belongs to you. The house belongs to your children completely already. But the right to live on it does not belong to them. You kept that for you. So now you don't have anything. When you pass away, nothing changes because everything already is given to your children. You know, they own it. And whether you live 2 years from now or 25 years from now, it doesn't matter. You have the right to live in peace in that home, safe and secure. So that would be a solution to you all these in more than one ways. Okay.
Well, isn't
contact
isn't that
estate
what a
planning person? If you don't know somebody, I know a person who does proper estate planning that can take care of this stuff for you. Not a problem.
Okay, I already put the house in a trust with my daughters as beneficiaries. So wouldn't that be the same thing?
Yes. You already done it.
Yeah, set up.
They cannot put a tax lien. Because of you, no matter what, because it's not your house. The house is not yours for them to put a tax lien on. It belongs to your daughter. So it doesn't matter. Then you might owe taxes or to somebody else $1 million. Doesn't matter. So the house is not yours for anybody to lien or take. It belongs to your daughter. Now, your daughter has a somebody claims she owes the money a judgment or a tax claim, then they can take the house from her, but not from you. And even then, until the day you die, the right to live in a house stays with you. So you already done that anyways. Just make sure you have the life estate provision in there that with your daughter, that the right to live in a house is yours, even though your daughter owns it. So just add that part to trust you already got, and you'll be fine.
Okay, great. Okay, well, thank you very much. I just wanted to let you know that I was waiting on the phone for you, but I could not hear anything from your guest, Ed, who I'm really appreciative of him giving his information as a younger generation. But we couldn't, being on the phone, you can't hear him at all. So my daughters are taping the program, so I'll hear it after a bit.
Yes, yes, you will. That's right. On the Blog Talk Radio, you cannot hear him, only on internet, on the, you know, the platforms, the Odyssey and Rumble, those places you can hear both of us. So thank you for letting me know about that, Fran. All right.
Thank you, Fran. Thank you so much. Bye-bye.
You're welcome. Bye-bye. Well, Ed, what do you think about that? Our senior citizens, you know, are waking up and, you know, protecting themselves and their children, you know, and they're interested in freedom. And it was her daughter that told her about Freedom Law School. Yeah, 61. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. I was a financial planner when I was in my 20s. And actually, I did do financial advice for people. Thank you, Ed. Thank you. I appreciate that. Well, folks, we have nobody else with any more questions this evening. Remember, every Thursday night, I'm here covering a topic of education to not just educate you, but empower you, enable you to live a free, prosperous, happy, love with joy and friendship and love. So that's what we're all about, folks. I love every one of you. And I wish for every one of you to be able to live your life the way you want to. God gave this life of yours to you, not to me, not the government, not to some politicians or judge anybody else. It's your life. You have a right to live free. We're here to share the message, folks, and it's up to you to take it. And let me tell you the great news. You who is listening to this program, you are the blood and character of America's founding fathers. Not the guy that's out there playing video games, not the guy that's out there watching football game, okay, or doing some whatever fun activity, okay? Not that there's anything wrong with having some fun. It's all good. But you have taken enough time out of your daily life to educate and empower yourself with freedom, with knowledge. And that is special about you. That is about George Washington, Patrick Henry, Thomas Jefferson, those great men did back then, and you doing that. And that's how we're going to get this country back. People like you who are enlightened are going to wake up, take action individually first and joining hands together as Americans. And every Thursday night, I'll be here with you, answer your questions. And remember, Restore Freedom Rally is down, coming up in a few weeks. By the way, the $95 hotel roommate at Avanti, it's a Palms Resort. It's a resort, folks. $95 on that room night is especially very affordable rate. It's going to be gone after Monday. Call the hotel. Get your reservation there. You know, at Avanti Palms Resort Conference in Orlando. In fact, we got the resort to give us this great room rate 3 days before and after our rally so that you can come and take a whole week or 10 days, if you want, of a vacation in the sun. Get out of the snow, get into the sun, have a great time at the rally. Take the time to go see Florida beaches and what all this free state of Florida offers, folks. But you got to make your reservation at the hotel by this Monday. Also, register now with the rally because after 15th of February, the registration price is going to go up. So register now, restorefreedomrally.org. Now I look forward to seeing you in person. Ed, you have any last words you want to share with our audience, my friend, before we bid them good evening? My pleasure to have you with me, Ed, and thank you all for watching and listening. We'll be back next Thursday night. And until then, have a free day and a free life. That was pretty good. That was pretty good. We're done. Well, people like that. I enjoy it. I'm happy to do the shows with you and Lauren, you know, and kind of a co-hosting type of thing. I actually enjoy it. Because it gives me a break. I don't have to always talk. And you and Lauren are very intelligent, educated, bright, young people that know what you're talking about. And you both deliver in a very, very effective, clear, understandable way for people and kind of really amplify and complement what I say. So I look forward to this format. Yeah. Yeah. You guys are bright young men. I was very glad to have met you and the Lord. I tell everybody, you know, that, man, we need some – I was looking for some young people that got together. And you and Lauren are definitely that. So, but I got solution about the funding issue you mentioned about – I talked to Stu Peters. He said the same thing about the whole thing, income tax. I need to get funding, you know, about borrow from the banks. So let me tell you the answer to that question. This is something that comes up a lot with small business owners. One of the reasons Ed Griffin says that the international banksters created the Federal Reserve was that successful businesses were starting to have large amounts of capital savings in gold that they could use to invest and loan to others. So by creating a Federal Reserve and expanding this fractional reserve banking scam of making loans with money that didn't exist, they were able to make loans at a much lower interest rate than someone who actually worked hard for the money they're lending. Because after all, the banks were not lending any money. They didn't work for no money. It was just out of thin air, they give you a piece of paper, you pretend it's money, and you think it's money. Everybody treats it as money, and they charge you interest. So they could, on that, they could charge you a lot less than someone that worked hard. And that's one of the ways that they made it, of course, difficult for people to want to be free. In fact, Rothschild said way back then that we're going to make everybody dependent upon our favors. And that's one of them. You want to get a lower interest rate loan, lowest ones, you got to be part of our system of slavery that we create. Okay. So the answer to that is actually fairly simple. Number one, when companies stop paying income tax and stop stealing, withholding of Social Security taxes from the employees and themselves, that's about 15% right there. Your employees pay a 10% minimum, maybe 20% or more, 30% income taxes. So now we're minimum of 25%, even with a Florida has no state income tax. At least 25% of right of your employees and your combination of money is going to taxes. Someone gets paid, for example, $20 an hour, for example, okay? That means that about one-fourth of that, or $5, is additional taxes, you know, in that equation that's not being counted. It's really $25 an hour. So right there, the company itself, you know, it becomes significantly more profitable. Number two, when the owners of the company, when they're a tax fee and the owners of the company make more, the owner doesn't pay the 15% Social Security taxes, so-called. He pays maybe 20 or 30% income taxes. Now you're talking about one-third of their paycheck that gets an increase. So somebody makes $100,000 a year, you know, he's actually, you know, going to make $130,000. Someone makes, you know, $500,000 a year, you know, he's going to make $650,000. So to combine all that, you can pay your people better, because they will not want to leave your job because you pay better than other employers. So you get much more loyal employees, and they know they go someplace else, they're going to lose that. So they're very happy to stay with you, pay more.